Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How thankful we ought to be for the great love of God. Of all the things that are essential to salvation and key to it being available, one of the most rich, one of the richest, one of the greatest is the love of God. God's love, His compassion, His care, His sympathy for mankind is what brought salvation down to us. You know, when we think about the love of God, it is highly important that I understand and reciprocate that love properly. Sure, God's love made salvation available. God so loved the world He gave. That's the type of sacrificial love that makes it available. For scarcely for a righteous man one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone might dare die. God demonstrates His love toward us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 5, verses 6 and 8. There's the epitome of God's love. God loves us in the sense that He sent His Son to die a cruel death, to live a perfect life, to die a cruel death, and to be raised to glory so that we could have the hope of eternal life. Friend, if the love of God doesn't motivate you, that love being that God, knowing we would sin, sent His Son to die for us, knowing the very people He sent Him to die for would crucify Him, would spit in His face, and yet He still did that because He loved us. If that doesn't motivate us to want to love God and obey His will, then what will? Well, how is the love of God essential to salvation? We've already seen it's essential in that God sent His Son to die for us, but it's also essential that I understand how to reciprocate that love. Do you remember what Jesus said in John 14, 15? If you love Me, keep My commandments. God has a part in love. He sent His Son to die for us. We have a part in love. If we love God, we must obey His commandments. Friend, have you obeyed the commandments of God? Have you heard the Word of God? Do you believe in Jesus? Are you willing to repent of your sins and confess sin before men? And will you be baptized so that you can have salvation? Mark 16, verse 16. Love God, obey His commandments.
This is the gospel of Christ.